Sunday was the International Transgender Day of Remembrance. More than 80 people gathered in Anchorage to honor those who lost their lives because of transphobia. Those in attendance also discussed ways to prevent violence in the future. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman was there.
Standing in a wide circle around the edges of the sanctuary at St. Mary's Episcopal Church, community members held candles and read the names of some of the transgender individuals from around the world who were killed this past year.
H.M. Prieto Medina.
T.T. Safor.
295 brightly colored paper stars were taped to the walls around them, representing each of the known victims. The Trans Murder Monitoring Project, which tracks the data, says the number is far from complete because it only includes cases where the victims are identified as trans in the reports of their deaths. The organization says most countries don't track murders of trans people, and in some places, trans identities are not openly acknowledged. Christina Eubanks-Ohana came up with the idea of covering the walls with stars and purposefully chose bright colors to honor how families will remember those who were lost.
To have them lost in such a tragic way, and yet there always will be to you, you'll remember them always as those toddlers and those, you know, rambunctious children. And I really liked that this was a really vibrant way of remembering them.
Event organizer Jessica Green says the Day of Remembrance is about more than just acknowledging the victims. It's also a call to action for the wider community to recognize and support trans people.
It's about using that privilege, whether it's white privilege, male privilege, cisgender privilege. It's using that privilege that we just get because we're some way to really advocate for those who maybe don't get that privilege.
Antoinette Harper, who spoke during the ceremony, says the best way to fight violence against the transgender community is to increase awareness, because violence stems from fear of the unknown.
So for the rest of the trans world, my suggestion is, don't start hiding now, and silence is no longer golden.
She says people need to know one basic thing.
That we are human. We are not some alien beings, that are out to molest and abduct your children or steal your husbands. No, we are human beings. We live just like everyone else. We have jobs. We pay taxes. We vote.
From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.